Today, I'm going to be talking about mistakes. Guys, or ladies and gentlemen, I made a mistake today. And Lord, I felt so bad. I'm a stickler for doing things right. I'm a stickler for excellence. And when I don't do the things I know very well, I begin to feel like, what the hell is wrong with me? Because I don't like people looking at me like, and he said he could do this, he didn't do that. You know, a lot of us make mistakes every day. I think mistakes are just part of everyday living. If you're human, you probably will make a mistake. But how do you deal with it? How do you manage expectations, especially if you're a high flyer? Especially if you're a perfectionist like some of us, which I'll talk about another day. I think the very first thing you need to do when you make a mistake is own it. The worst thing you can do is to pretend like you didn't make a mistake, like some people do. Is to pretend like what you did didn't affect anybody. Sensible and smart people own up to their mistake before they're discovered. It's not the time to make futile excuses and drag other people down with you. You know how people have either the victim mentality that, oh, why always me? Or the blame mentality, always blame somebody else. That's not the time. Own up to your mistake. The second thing you have to do when you make a mistake is to apologize. When I made that mistake this morning, what did I do? I sat down, I was so upset, but I wrote back and said, hey, I made a mistake and I'm sorry. Nobody exists or operates in a vacuum, like I tell entrepreneurs. You need other people. You definitely work with other people. So that your mistake will definitely affect somebody else around you. So, how have you managed that mistake by apologizing? And I don't mean that half-hearted, sorry, you know. I mean genuine apology. Saying, hey, I made this mistake. I know it might have slowed down the timeline or slowed down the implementation. This is what I'm going to do to make up, right? Trust me, everybody makes mistakes. Even in short, the more successful people make more mistakes than normal. Point three and number three, accept the consequences. There is always a consequence to an action, whether you know about it or not. So even after apologizing, don't be surprised if you have to bear the consequences, because there is always a consequence. Apologizing without accepting the consequence is actually pointless, it's useless. And it just shows that you're not genuine, because if you're genuine, you will know that, yeah, consequences are coming and it's my fault, I have to bear it. The next thing you have to do is learn from it. There is no sense in repeating the same mistake over and over and over again. What have you learned from your mistake? What have you learned not to do? And I tell people, write these things down, jot it. So I made the mistake. It may sound mundane. I made the mistake today, put in your diary or your journal. This is what I did. This is what I should have done. This is what I didn't do. Next time, this is what I've learned, and next time I'm not going to do it again. Recording kind of imprints stuff in your head, especially when you write it down. The next thing is to let it go. You made the mistake. This morning I felt so bad. Even after everything, after it had been resolved, I still was like, man, I made that mistake. That's a rookie mistake. But the truth is, I had to let it go, because eventually you're wasting too much emotional strength and too much emotional space on something that has already gone. So move on. Tell yourself, okay, I've made the mistake. I wouldn't say I don't care what they think. You should care what people think at times. Share with your fellow collaborators. So I've made this mistake. How do I life or work better, smarter, so I don't repeat the same mistake. Let it go. Don't let it hang over your head. The thing about having a cloud around your head is that you become so conscious and you are more prone to making more mistakes that way. Mistakes are part of life. You will make a mistake today. You probably make another mistake tomorrow. It's just the reality. And the last thing I have to say to you is, well, after you make that mistake, sometimes just take a time off. Go and rest. Go and eat. Go and watch Netflix. Go and cuddle with your lover. Take time to recharge. Because sometimes we make so much mistake because we're just stressed out. We just need a break. So it's important that after that mistake, after you've resolved everything, you take a break to recalibrate.